Each week on Mizzou Music, we have interviews with faculty, students, and staff who are having upcoming recitals. And my first guest on the program this evening is Kiernan Steiner. She is a second-year graduate student in choral conducting here at the MU School of Music. She's got a big hand in this Friday's Family Weekend Choral Concert. Kiernan, welcome back to Classical 90.5.
Thank you.
The concert that's happening this Friday, 5 p.m. at Columbia's First Baptist Church, mm-hmm. is a tradition that's been going on several years mm-hmm. as a way for family members of students who are in the MU School of Music and just people who are interested to get a taste of what's going on in the MU School of Music as the kickoff to Family Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the show and what's the repertoire that you'll be performing.
Yeah, so we on this program have all of the choirs together. So we have Hitt Street Harmony, Women's Chorale, Men's Chorale, and University Singers all on one program, which typically doesn't happen as the year progresses. So this is a really interesting time for you to get to hear all of the choirs together. And this is a chance for us to start in our rep and get it ready for performance at a very early time. We just got our rosters finished in the first week of classes, so that doesn't give us a lot of time to prepare these pieces, but it's a great challenge for us to jump right in and start talking about musicality in our music. And so we have the women's chorale. It will be singing an Appalachian song as well as Lift Thine Eyes from Elijah, which Choral Union is also doing this year. The men's chorale is doing a mixture of some Dan Forest favorites and some other men's choral pieces, such as The Pasture from Frostiana. And then Hitt Street Harmony is doing a kind of a review of some newer pop tunes and even some Swedish vocal jazz arrangements. A lot of variety, I guess. And University Singers is sharing some of their pieces from Poulenc and Un Soir de Neige, A Snowing Evening by Poulenc, and then Oche Nash, which is a Russian piece, and Drop the Water from the Well, which is more of an American spiritual type of sound. And then we all end the concert with our alma mater, and that involves the audience as well as everyone in the choirs coming together at the end to give some praise to our alma mater.
Now, at the Family Weekend Choral Concert, will you, Kiernan Steiner, will you be conducting, will you be singing, or a little bit of both?
Both. I will be conducting Hitt Street Harmony. That is the ensemble I get to work with during the year. And then I will be singing in University Singers.
As a singer, before you open your mouth to sing that first note, mm-hmm. how do you personally prepare?
Well, for each piece, it changes. So going to what we discuss in rehearsal about the meaning of the text and how my specific vocal part fits into that, how best can I express that feeling, that mood, that text to really bring more meaning to the piece and make it more unique.
And I guess I'm also interested in technique.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prepare your voice, your throat? How do you don't want to damage your instrument.
Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot of hydration for weeks ahead of time, every day, focusing on just simply eating well, resting well, and drinking a lot of water. But then in the actual moment, it's a lot about breathing and a lot about air and prepping that and thinking and visualizing the sound that you want to create before you actually sing.
Now, those students who you are conducting in mm-hmm. these choirs, in these choral ensembles, have you worked with them individually, or is this the first time that you're meeting some of them as you're preparing for the concert?
Yes, for some, I met them during their freshman auditions or hearings with Dr. Crabb, and I was able to hand select who I wanted to call back for my ensemble. So some of them I've only known for just a couple of weeks. Some of the members have been in Hitt Street even longer than I have because of them being in the group maybe 3 years and working with another TA. And so it's a mixture of veterans and newer singers, and it's great to put that all together and use all of our strengths to put together a piece for this weekend.
So when you're conducting a choir, how do you convey to a certain singer or sections of singers that you want them to do something specific, whether it's all of this a little bit louder, all of this a little bit slower? How do you convey that through your work on the podium?
Well, that starts simply with just gesture of your hands and your arms, but also that goes into your entire body and your facial expression. So embodying the mood and the emotion that you want to express through the ensemble, that has to start with the conductor. And if the conductor isn't able to really own that emotion, it won't be communicated as well to the ensemble to help them be as musical. This is a tradition that happens at Mizzou, this Family Weekend Choral Concert, and it's a great taste to see what we are working on for the rest of the year, and hopefully it just encourages everyone to come out and join us and then see what we're up to for the rest of the school year, because we have a lot of great things planned.
That's Kiernan Steiner. She will be at Columbia's First Baptist Church at 5 p.m. this Friday, September 15th. Where all of the MU School of Music choral ensembles will be assembled. You can find more details about that recital online at music.missouri.edu. Kiernan, thank you for making the time to drop by today.
Thank you.